Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
Australia, good morning, wherever you are in the world, sending you lots of happy vibes. I'm so excited tonight because this is actually my first show all on my own, but of course my guide Robin is here and all my other loved ones in spirit, and of course your guides are all gathering so that I can connect with you. I hope that you've had as fabulous a day as I have had. And tonight we're actually going to be talking about intuition and how to feel more connected psychically. I am also a medium, but tonight's focus is going to be more a psychic focus. And I started the day off really, really early this morning doing meditation because I knew that it was going to be one of those long days of being connected and serving spirit. So that kind of opens up to what I want to talk about. A lot of people have misconception that meditation has to be a certain way or a certain practice. And I always teach my students or the people that I work with that meditation can be anything that makes you happy, that puts you in that happy vibe, that really just elevates your spirit. Now, if you have a traditional way that you do meditation and that works for you, there's nothing wrong with that. I was actually blessed at a very young age to spend some time with monks and to learn meditation from them. So I absolutely have the utmost respect for that type of meditation, for any type of meditation really. But there's lots of other things that are a little quicker when you need to kind of raise your vibration or get extra energy that kind of works into a busy schedule. So we'll talk a little bit about that and connecting more with your guides. And then, as usual, for the second half of the show, I'll be doing live readings. So please, when we take a little break, we'll have the number given out so you can call in if you have a psychic question that you'd like me to tune into. Now, as I've mentioned before, I work very closely with my guide, Robin. So when you call in, I will ask for your first name if I don't have it, you know, as soon as the phone is answered. And that just helps me kind of connect to your vibration. And it also helps my guide tune in to give you the divine guidance based on your question. Now, as I mentioned, you know, if you're looking to connect with loved ones that have passed on, I love doing that as well. I did a lot of that today, but tonight's focus is going to be psychic. So I'll have another show that I'll actually focus just on mediumship, and so you can call in to connect with your loved ones. Also, if you'd like a reading with me, I'll give all my details so you know how to find me. I missed you guys last week. My life has been really, really busy, and it seems as though October tends to be the month of change. From my spiritual practices, I tend to gravitate a lot to Kabbalah. And that is because I was brought up Christian, but then I later on in my, I guess you'd say youthhood, I became very connected with a family from Israel. So their traditions are Jewish. And so Kabbalah was a philosophical practice that kind of allowed me to integrate both my Christian background and the traditions and the practices of Judaism that I absolutely fell in love with. So I know in a past life I was of, you know, Jewish descent and practiced that pretty regularly. So that's why I study Kabbalah. And that sort of opens the door to talk about tonight and why I approach meditation in the way that I do. Now, I think a lot of you will, this will resonate with, because it's a practice that allows everyone to find their own method of meditation without the frustration of, oh my goodness, I can't turn my mind off. And when I try to meditate and sit still and find that stillness, I just can't get there. Or sometimes if you are lucky enough to find that kind of quiet, still space, people tend to fall asleep. Now, the thing with that is that even though you fall asleep, it does not mean that you have failed in meditation. Actually, you've probably reached the higher vibration. And so even though your physical body is at rest, your spiritual body is always still connected. So a lot of times when people are, you know, really trying to do meditation and they find that they fall asleep, they'll have wild and crazy dreams during that sleep, or they'll wake up feeling even more refreshed. And that would be because your spirit actually was in that divine vibration. And so you were actually in meditation, even though your physical body was sleeping. So that's good news for those of you that have tried meditation and thought, uh-oh, I fell asleep, it didn't work. It actually did work. But a lot of times students are surprised, because you can meditate literally in 2 to 5 minutes daily to start off with, and it is just as effective as setting aside the time and saying, you know, I want to meditate for an hour or half an hour. It's always good to start in baby steps. And a meditation can be something as simple as sitting down to the piano and playing a little bit, if you're familiar with that. It can be listening to music. A lot of people actually go into a sort of meditative state, either in the shower or when you're in your car. And that is because if you know where you're going, like let's say you're going to work and you go there every day, you can almost go automatically without really thinking about it. And so your mind doesn't have to focus. Of course, you have to pay attention to the road. But as far as the direction, you don't have to focus. And so your mind can just kind of blank out and you can listen to the music in the car. And a lot of people do that on the way to work or home from work. And that's just to kind of debrief or to prepare yourself for the day, depending if you're coming or going. Anything that puts you in a happy mood. There's also been research done that shows music changes your heart rate. So if you find that you're feeling down, or let's say it's rainy outside and you tend to be affected by the weather a little bit, or that tends to cause your moods to adjust, turning on upbeat music can actually raise your heart rate, and it causes the release of endorphins. And that's why many people, including myself, call music to be some type of medicine, because it literally changes your physiology and can lift your vibration. The same is true with meditative music or slower music. It actually, after listening to it for about, they say, 7 minutes, I've done some research on this in my psychology academics, because I am in my doctorate program. And after about 7 minutes of listening to any given music, it changes your heart rate based on the speed and the vibration of the music. And that's why sound healing and the bowls that make the ringing sound that resonate with the chakras is really effective, because our neurological system and our physiological system is very sensitive to sound and to music. So when you listen to music, you're actually, again, practicing a type of meditation. And it's really anything that brings you happiness. And if you can't think of something that, you know, immediately puts you in that zone, just try to think back when you were a child. What did you dream of being when you grew up? Or what really made you happy or got you out of a bad mood when you were small? For some people, it's writing. For some people, it's drawing. All of those things that get you in touch with that inner happiness is a type of meditation. So if you're new to meditation and you're really looking to walk a more spiritual path, it's important to explore what that would be for you and just take some time aside to either draw or write, whatever it is that you gravitate to. And that helps you get familiar with that higher vibration. And then when you go to something that's a little more traditional in a meditative practice, you'll be familiar with the energy because you will have spent time in it doing the things that you like. So I hope that kind of simplifies the idea of meditation for you. So this morning I mentioned I went into meditation. I was actually awoken very early this morning because loved ones of the clients that I was connecting with decided to come to the appointments a little bit early, about 5 o'clock. Some of them showed up this morning, and I was awoken because they wanted to start giving their messages. So I'm always diligent and so happy to connect with them. But I said, you know what? I'm definitely going to connect with your loved ones today. I'm glad that you're here and you're more than welcome, but I need to kind of get my energy going and get connected, and then I'll definitely make sure you're taken care of later on today. And everyone was really compliant, so that's always good. And I listened to, get this, okay, are you ready? Not meditation music. I listen to pop music. It really gets me in that high, happy vibration. Currently, my obsession that I'm using a lot for to get into the zone is the new song by Katy Perry, Roar. I love it, love it, love it. I love the message in it. I love the energy. I love the beat. So for me, I can actually listen to that kind of music for 5 or 10 minutes, and boom, I feel like 90% more connected. And then I always do prayers, prayers both for protection and also prayers just to have gratefulness and to be thankful for the day. And when you start your day with gratitude, it always kind of puts it in the right vibration that you want to be in, and it sets the mood. So even if you have a bad day, you started off being grateful, and that tends to kind of follow you into the evening and just make the day a little bit better. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, grateful for big things. In fact, for me today, as I was having my breakfast, I had a bagel, but the bagel was like really, really fresh, and it had that like really fresh smell, and I was just like thankful for the bagel and for the cream cheese, and like thank God for whatever it takes to put those little things together. And I really like savored every bite, and that's what I was starting off with being grateful for, just having the morning and being able to enjoy that bagel and have that time for myself before connecting with the client. But again, it was something very, very simple, and it just sort of set the tone for the rest of the day. And it doesn't matter who it is that, you know, that comes to me for a reading, whether it be psychic or mediumship, I always know that it's not only a healing experience, hopefully, for the client, but it's always feeling for me. And it's very interesting because spirit or God has a way of bringing the people into your life that somehow reflect an aspect of what's going on in your own life. So there's always that mutual healing going on. And a lot of times people come to reading with fear because they're afraid that they'll find out information that maybe they're not ready to hear, or it might be bad news and they're afraid to find out. But the other beautiful thing about spirit is that spirit never gives us information that we are not prepared to hear. And maybe at the moment the information is given, it may not fully sink in because it takes some time to kind of process the vibration of what's coming through. But somewhere inside it resonates, and when the client is ready, the message gets through and it connects. I was actually talking to a friend of mine today about a lady that I did a reading for. I guess it's been about 2 years now, but when I first did the psychic reading for her, she said she couldn't relate to anything that I had to say. And so, you know, I said, I'm really sorry that that happened, but I just have to trust what I'm getting. And I said to her, you know, if you're really unsatisfied, I can give you another reading at a later time, or we can work it out, because I always want to leave people happy. And she said, no, you did what you were supposed to do. And so she went on her way. And about a year and a half later, I got the most beautiful email from her. And she said, everything that you told me came to fruition. It came true. But again, it took time for that to happen. And there were some things in the reading that she just wasn't ready to hear about, you know, certain relatives or things that were going on. And so when she was ready, she recognized it, and then she was a beautiful soul, beautiful spirit, and she was willing and told me that, you know, everything that I had mentioned to her came true. So keep that in mind tonight with the readings as well. It may not resonate with you right away, but definitely have a pad and a paper with you and just kind of jot it down. The things that resonate, take them away with you. The things that don't, just hold on to it, because spirit always has a way of having things come out, and it may take some time for those things to unfold. Another prime example of how intuition, we can get thrown off a little bit, is I was working with a student, and I was helping this student with her intuition. This also helps you listeners recognize that you may be getting signs and intuitive information and not even know that that's what's happening. So here's an example of that. I was working with a student, and she really, really wanted to know about her mother's health. And I was picking up information, and I connected with my guide, and I was picking up information about someone's health, and it felt like a mother energy to me that I was picking up on. And so I started describing it, and I, you know, was picking up there was issues with sugar, blood sugar. And she said, no, my mom doesn't have any issues with blood sugar. And I was like, that's really, really coming through for me. And for me in particular, when I'm picking up something with blood sugar, I get a really sweet taste in my mouth. So that's my sign that that there's an issue with sugar going on, or diabetes. And so when that comes through, I'm usually really clear on what it is that my guides and God's trying to convey. And she said, no, my mom doesn't have an issue with blood sugar. And I said, okay, well, please just write it down. And then she said, I was looking for information on something else related to my mom. And I said, that's really strange, because I'm not picking up anything that's relating to what she was curious about. And so I asked my guide, you know, can you please give me some information that's kind of directed in the area that's that the student was interested in. And my guide kept saying, no, no, that's going to be fine, but she needs to know about the blood sugar. So I said, I'm sorry, I just have to give you the information I'm getting. Well, it turned out a year later, and I found this out today, a year later, this same student of mine is getting married, and the date's coming up very soon, so yay for her. But she's getting married, and her mother-in-law just found out that she's diabetic. So it was another figure. It's just even a year ago, she didn't know that that was going to be her mother-in-law. And so none of the reading made sense until today, which is it's almost been a year later since that time. So that just kind of shows you how it's sort of like putting a puzzle together, and something that may not make any sense at all can come together later on. So you may be getting signs. Signs can come intuitively in numbers. A lot of times angels and guides communicate with us through numbers. So you may see double numbers. Like let's say you wake up every day at 4:44 in the morning, and you're like, why is this coming up? Why is this coming up? Well, it could be that the angels are trying to get your attention, or your guide's trying to get your attention, so they're waking you up at that time because 444 is known, or any double number is known as an angel number. So if they're waking you up, it's because they either want you to pay attention or something's going to happen. It could be positive or negative. You kind of have to figure that out as you learn to work with your guides. Typically, when they're waking you up repeatedly at the same time, it's because it's of something urgent, but it could be positive or negative. So signs can come in the form of numbers, and signs can also come in the form of dreams. Now, I know for a lot of people it's hard to remember our dreams. But I promise you, promise you, promise you that if you take a notebook and you start to consciously just have a notebook by your bedside, and as soon as you wake up, even if you say, I don't remember any of my dreams, just as soon as you wake up, pick up that pad and paper by your bedside and say out loud to your guide or in your head, however you want to do it, what do I need to know today? Or what do I need to remember? The first thing that pops in your mind, jot it down. If it's one word, if it seems like it doesn't make any sense, just keep doing that, and you'll find that if you do something repetitively and with the intention of getting more connected, then you'll start to get more information and your intuition will start to develop in that way. It's also important when you're starting the day just to say a quick prayer. You can call on your guide, even if you feel like you don't connect with them. I promise you, you all have a guide. We're assigned guides before we incarnate into every lifetime. And sometimes it's the same guide for several lifetimes, which has actually happened with me and Robin. That's why we're so close in this lifetime. She's been with me for many, many lifetimes. And finally, she said, I've had enough. I wanted to know that I'm there. And so in this lifetime, I'm very lucky that I can see her and hear her. But when I'm giving readings, I don't actually see her unless it's something super important and she wants to grab my attention. Then she'll generate enough energy that I can see her. But your guide is always there, so just say a little prayer and say, you know, please, God or spirit, whatever your belief is, or angels, whatever resonates with you, there's no wrong answer. Please keep me protected, and please bring in my guides and my loved ones to help me feel more of a divine connection. And just pick out a pad and a, you know, something to write with that you want to use just for the energy and the intention of feeling more connected. And really be mindful of using that pad and that pen just for that. Because that actually keeps an energetic vibration on those objects that helps you just by touching them to raise your vibration and get into that energy. If you consistently use the same thing to write down things where you're trying to meditate or to connect spiritually in any way. Also, it works for some people. Other people may not resonate with it. It really depends on you and the sensitivity of your energy. But I had mentioned in one of the last shows the power of crystals. Crystals work on a very, very high vibration, and there are certain crystals that actually open the chakra points that relate to intuition and psychic ability. And that chakra point, of course, would be the third eye, which is right on the forehead, right above your actual eyes. And the crystal that can help to open your third eye would be amethyst. It's very powerful for doing that. So get yourself a piece of amethyst. Amethyst is also a beautiful stone for protection. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's something negative to be protected from, but if you're opening yourself up spiritually and you want to feel more connected, you have to be aware that there is other energy that may not be as pleasant or may be somewhat negative. So you do want to have protection. It's just, think about it as clothing. We all wear clothing when we go out to the work, or, you know, when we're going out to be around other people. It's to protect our own bodies and to cover our own bodies. So we need an energetic kind of clothing. So just sort of say to your guides and to God, please protect me, and use the amethyst. You can put it in your pocket. You can wear it as a bracelet. For guys, you know, the pocket works just fine. Even if you don't have pockets and you don't have a way of wearing it, just hold it in your hand, and it actually resonates very strongly with Archangel Michael. So when you hold it, you're calling in his energy. He tends to really like that crystal and connect with it. So you're calling in his energy, and just ask him to stay with you, even if you don't have the crystal. And it's good to have the amethyst close to where you sleep, because although we want to keep our chakras somewhat open so we can connect with our dreams, we also want protection, because when we are in the sleep state, we're not able to feel energy as much physically. So it's just good, again, to have sort of our spiritual clothing on. So I always have an amethyst in my bedroom, and us ladies, we're lucky because we have a bra usually. I carry an amethyst in my bra for protection all day, because I'm usually working with lots of people, both in spirit and in the physical. I know that was a lot of information, but I really wanted to give you just a way to start your spiritual journey. And I also teach individuals privately who are really interested in developing their psychic and mediumship ability. And some people come and they say, I'm not really sure which I want to develop or what I'm supposed to do, but I know that I want to feel more energetically connected or more spiritually connected. So that's okay too. Usually the first appointment or the first session together, it is sort of like a session. I'm like a spiritual counselor, and I have had training in traditional counseling, so that tends to come in a little bit at the beginning, just to sort of pave our way for a game plan and what's going to be best for you to reach whatever your spiritual goals are. So you can find out about that on my website, which is melissaheavier.com. And I also have, this new thing that I'm doing is I choose people at random from my Facebook page, not the regular Facebook page, but my fan page. I choose people at random for free email readings, which is 3 questions, psychic or mediumship, but 3 questions, and it's free. And I do that once a month just because I want to reach out to more people that spirit kind of guides me to do. And so I use a very random way of picking people. I never know who's going to be chosen until they're chosen. And I pick people also who follow me on Twitter, which is M, like my first name, and then my last name, H-E-V-E-N-O-R. So if you follow me on Twitter, you have a chance every month to get a free reading that way or on the fan page. Now, in just a few minutes, we'll take a break here, and then I'll be taking the callers for psychic questions. I cannot wait to connect with you guys, and I thank you so much for listening and for your patience. In that the show has been a little inconsistent, but things have settled down, so I will be on every week on Thursday, and I guess we'll go to a break, and then I'll be more than happy to take your call.
Yes, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Lattes of Heaven with Melissa Hebner. She is on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to call and ask a question, you can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. To find out more about this show and other shows, you can go to our website. We also, as an example, have a bunch of information about Melissa, including her link to her website and information about her show and everything up on the website. And you can find out more about her and the other radio shows at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All yours, Melissa. Let me know when you're ready for callers.
Okay, I'm going to call in Robin here a little closer so we can connect and give you the best, you know, intuition and psychic guidance possible. And I am so ready to connect with you, so please let the first caller through.
All right, let's go ahead and pull this up. All right, Mary, you're on with Melissa.
Hi. Hello, Melissa. I'm thrilled to be first. enjoy your show. I wanted to ask you where you see me relocating to and possibly when I need to sell my home and find a new home.
Okay, so 1 second, please. Hold on 1 second. Now, has your home has not sold yet, correct?
It's just going on the market.
Okay, I see it selling actually very quickly. So I think it will sell by the end of this year, maybe even like the second week of November. I'm usually pretty good with my time frame. Sometimes there's a 3-week window, but generally I'm pretty good with them, and I feel like there's a very strong possibility, and my guide, of course, confirming, but I feel like there's a very strong possibility it could actually, of course, the whole thing wouldn't be finished, but you'll definitely be well on your way of having it sold and have an interested buyer by the 2nd of November. And definitely before the year's out, your house will be sold, or you'll have a buyer that's doing everything that they need to get the house sold.
Will it be close to the selling price?
It feels to me as though my guide is saying it would be about $7,000 under what you're asking, but not even $10,000 less. So that, to me, that's pretty good. Pretty close to the selling price. The number 7 is coming up very strongly.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like it would be around $7,000 less than you're asking. But just keep in mind the 7. I do feel as though the buyer has very good energy. And so, you know, they'll be as cooperative as you can be in that situation. And do not, whatever you do, do not be afraid to negotiate. If they come back with a lower number that's much lower than you're expecting, don't be discouraged. Definitely counter offer if you're not happy with their first, with the first thing that they come back with.
Right.
Just consider it and don't be afraid to counter offer, because it feels to me, for whatever reason, energetically, they will be very interested in the house.
Uh-huh.
It feels like it may be a little bit bigger than what they were planning on, but one of the two people connected with the buyer is going to really like it, so that's going to be in your favor. And just do not be afraid to negotiate. But it's still happening pretty quickly. And
So do you know where I'll be going? Because I'm right now pretty confused about where to go, and I do have a couple of pets. I'd like to take them all, and even another or two that I may have to not take. But I'm wondering what you see as far as where I'm going.
Okay, give me 1 second, please. This is interesting. I have no idea, of course, where you are currently, but my guide is telling me it would be warmer weather. It will be definitely
where I am.
Warmer.
Warm weather.
So I see you staying in warm weather.
Okay, where I'm at, in the same area then.
I don't feel as though it's exactly where you are, but not too far either. So maybe, I'd say 40 minutes difference from where you are now, either north or south.
Does it feel like I'd be renting, whether it's two-bedroom or townhouse, or what kind of a place would I find?
It feels like it would be a little bit bigger than what you're expecting to be taking on. It's going to be a little bit bigger than you're expecting. Again, don't be afraid to really be verbal and try to negotiate where you're moving into. It feels like it would somehow be privately owned, or you'd be dealing with a private owner, so you might have the opportunity to negotiate even moving in. And it feels to me as though it could be an apartment, but for whatever reason, whether it be the layout of the apartment or the location, for whatever reason, it feels very open, more like a house setting than an apartment. Maybe even a duplex where you'd be on, one level and then there'd be someone below. But it definitely doesn't have the traditional apartment feel to it. And it feels like it would be bigger than you're expecting.
Oh, and will I be able to take my cats?
Yes, but I don't think you're going to be able to take all of them. But I do see that you'll have at least two with you. Oh,
just two. Because I'm concerned about some that I've been feeding nearby, and I was hoping to take one or two more, but you don't think that will happen.
To me like it would be, you'd have at least two with you.
Do you think that I'll find homes for the other ones? Or?
Yes, I feel as though they'll be taken care of. They'll be okay. And again, that won't be right away. They don't get discouraged, but before you're leaving, they'll have a place to be.
Oh, that would make me happy. And do you pick up anything regarding my health? Because I'm dealing with an unexpected health issue that was very upsetting last week. And if I need to do more, if they do need to test me more or something regarding this illness.
I do feel like there's more testing that needs to be done. And also, I was tapping into the energy of moving, so that energy is a little bit different than doing the medical intuitive. But my guide is telling me that a bloodstone would be very, very helpful for you. So look into a bloodstone and try to wear it against your skin, either in a bracelet or a necklace or in your bra, which works for me, against the skin for about 3 weeks, and you'll really start to see a difference in whatever the issue is. But definitely a bloodstone, because it's coming up very strong.
Wow. Will I pay less where I'm going? Because I'm also trying to, downsize financially, or about the same, or how do you feel that will work out?
I feel like there'll be a relief financially. again, just be very, because I feel as though you tend to be a little bit more passive sometimes when dealing with people, and just really, you know, put out into the universe and communicate with the people that you're dealing with and what your desires are and what your wants are, and people will be more willing to negotiate than you realize. So just keep that in mind, and I will send you prayers and blessings that everything goes smoothly.
Oh, thank you so much.
And
I'm glad to hear you're doing better, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to bring Steve on. Steve on, you're on with Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
Hi
there. Just a general message, anything you pick up.
Oh, hold on 1 second, okay? You said your name's Steve, correct?
That's right, that's correct.
Could you actually say your name for me?
Steve.
Okay, thank you. Hold on 1 second. Okay, there's been a decision that's been made recently that's really strongly connected with place of residence and with finances. And you're on track with that. And your guides are trying to give you messages that you're on track. There's a very strong male guide that is giving you signs that you're on track and trying to help you with these things. It also feels as though, from my guides, your energy feels much stronger. The chakras feel much more balanced. There's much more of a balanced feeling in the overall energy than, let's say, in the last 6 months. So whatever you've been doing in that sense energetically is working, and your guides and angels are very proud of you for that. And just to really keep your head up, because there's a feeling of having to deal with some very difficult people at the moment, both male and female. And just know that you're on track, and that things are definitely going to get easier by the end of this month, the beginning of next month. It feels like there's going to be some sort of resolution coming, which is going to bring peace and also help financially. So that's the message right now from a very strong male guide that's around you.
Thank you so much. And I also have amethyst, too, but it's a big block of amethyst. I guess I could break it up a little bit or something.
I'm sorry, hon, I can't hear you. Say that again?
I have amethyst, too, but it's a big block of amethyst. Should I break it up?
Oh, no. You never want to break a crystal intentionally, because it comes to you in the way that it's supposed to. You receive it. What you need to do, though, is make sure that you cleanse it regularly by...
It needs to be cleaned. Very dirty looking.
Well, cleanse it by burning sage around it, and or you can burn sage around it or put it in direct sunlight for about 3 hours, and that will cleanse it as well, because amethyst is a very sensitive stone, and it literally changes negative energy into positive energy, like photosynthesis. So it needs to be cleansed about once every 2 weeks. Like a filter in an air conditioner, it needs to be cleansed. But it's very powerful. I feel the energy, and definitely keep it as it is, and just make sure to kind of maintain it a little bit more.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
All righty, we are bringing Valerie. Valerie, you're on with Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to know anything you can tell me around love and work.
Okay, hold on 1 second, please. Would you mind saying your name for me, please? Your first
Valerie.
Name. Okay, interestingly enough, the first thing that's coming through is love. And I was actually asking my guide about the work situation, but she said, no, tell her about the love first. So we're going to go with that. I feel as though there's an energy around you that you're going to become closer to in the next about 6 weeks. And it feels like it's someone you know through another person, but you're going to become closer with them. And that will actually be a good friendship. And that person will introduce you to someone new if you choose to go that direction. So there's a lot of new people coming in that have very positive energy. And I don't know if this is a concern of yours or not, but I do see some sort of ceremony where you kind of, it looks like even possibly a wedding or something, but a ceremony where you're really committing to each other. And I see that in the not-so-far future. And it looks like something you've done before, but it's going to be small and just very beautiful, beautiful energy. And I feel as though that would be sometime next spring, at the end of next spring. But the people are coming into your life very, very soon that can take you in this new direction. And there's someone that you already have a connection with that you're going to get closer to, and that's going to open the doors with the love. And in terms of work, it's very funny. When the energy shifts in the love area or the love department, it's going to help with the work too and just kind of help that energy to flow a little bit more. I feel as though there's going to be some kind of position security, like it doesn't feel like necessarily a new job, so it feels like something you've done before, but it's going to be a different position, and it's going to bring more like financial flow for you. And I see you actually working with several people or working with a bunch of people to help them do something or get something completed. And it looks like it's kind of diligent work, but I see you being happy and definitely new energy coming in. So it feels almost like a brand new position, but it's something that you're used to doing.
Okay, do you see when that's coming in? Because I was thinking about switching the population that I work with from pediatrics to the adult population, but it's actually the same, well, pretty much the same job, but a different population.
Oh, that makes total sense, because thank you so much for clarifying for me, because my guide is saying, it's what she's doing now, but it's going to be new energy, and so that makes complete sense. I do feel as though you're going to be working with a different group, so step away a little bit from the pediatrics, but it's not going to be, how do I put this? It's not going to be like a geriatric group or anything like that. It's going to be more younger adults and
right.
Sort of, middle-aged adult type of population and not the babies. So I definitely see changing population, but again, the same type of thing. And it's going to help financially, too. There's going to be a pay increase. So that's good.
Okay.
I feel as though this would happen actually before the end of the year. So it's like you're going to be making the connections to step into this different population or into this different position before the end of the year is out.
Okay, because I was hoping to be doing that this month, starting this month. Because I've already looked at a couple of positions.
I don't feel as though it's going to happen this month, but it definitely could start by the beginning of next month. It also depends, there's a lot of things you can do energetically just by asking that it happen quicker but realize that when you ask for things to happen quicker, it changes other energy too and makes those things happen faster as well, because the divine and God always know the best timing. I don't think it's going to happen as quickly as you're expecting, but it is going to happen soon, and it's going to be a really good fit for you.
Okay, and so you see that the relationship is coming up before the work.
Yes, for sure. That's why my guide wanted me to address it first.
Oh, and so the person, I already know the person that's going to introduce me to this other love interest?
Yes, there's someone you already know that's going to help make that connection. And it's very good energy with both the people, the person that you know and the person that's coming.
Is this a male energy or female that's going to be the person that introduced me?
It feels to me as a female energy, but she's very strong and she likes things her way too. So she has a strong personality, but very loving.
So this female will introduce me to the male?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the male is probably somewhere in my area where I'm living at now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you said in about 6 weeks or?
Yes, very soon. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to catch your name. You're on with Melissa.
This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. You're on with Melissa.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, it's about, I guess, my personal life. It just feels like it's such a chaos right now. And I'd like to be somewhere different than where I am. But I don't feel like I have any idea of how to get there.
Okay. Give me 1 second, okay? Hold on 1 second.
What?
Hold on 1 second. Let me disconnect with my guide here and see what I can pick up for you, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Actually, it's very interesting. I see you joining a group or some kind of class. It's like a gathering of people that are kind of a like-minded, in their thinking. It could either be in a spiritual direction or an interest that you're interested in. And it seems as though the first, like, two classes would be almost free or not expensive at all, and then it'll sort of introduce you to this group of people, and it's going to help to build more of a support system for you. I don't know if it's like a yoga group or some kind of young people's group that you'll connect with, but it's going to help you to meet more people, and it will open doors that you can, you know, in the not-so-far future, you could relocate and have help in doing that, or other people that would be interested in moving to a similar area. It's just a matter of really kind of branching out and reaching out to new people to bring that new energy. And again, I see it in some sort of group gathering or class gathering, and it wouldn't be too expensive. It would be inexpensive, at least for the first two, and that would be like an introduction for you. But I really see a strong connection between making the new social connections with friends and the group that will open the door and make the pathway for the energy to relocate.
Okay.
So just keep in mind about the class and find out what's going on, which is starting up, either just started up, in the last couple of weeks, or starting up in the next weeks coming up, but very soon. And just really kind of step out of your comfort zone and attend that or go to that meeting, and it will open doors for new energy that could help you relocate as well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, Melissa, it's Mark. Can you just give me a general reading from my guides and angels?
So hold on 1 second. Okay. Your guides are saying that that there's going to be new opportunities financially coming, and just to be patient, it's going to come relatively fast, and it feels as though, again, it would relate to relocating, but to the place that you're familiar with. And also, it feels to me as though the last 4 months or so has been really a learning process, and it's because you're ascending. Your vibration is ascending to a higher vibration, which can start to happen, causing challenges, but you're really coming out of that challenging part, and the blessings are going to start to pour out from the challenges that you face. And it really feels like the last 4 months have particularly been a challenge to allow that ascension to happen. And there's also a connection that's going to be made with the West Coast again. That's sort of in the work. I don't necessarily see relocating there, but there's going to be a connection that's going to help financially on the side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Why don't you go ahead and give out your website, because we're ready to wrap it up.
It was such a pleasure connecting with everyone tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you for calling in. Please tune in next week. If you'd like to know more about me, you can find out about me on my website, which is www.melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Hevener, HEVENOR.com. That has all my services on it. Definitely check me out on Twitter, because you have the opportunity for that free email reading every month. And I also try to put inspirational things on there. I'm on YouTube as well. I like to answer spiritual questions, so if you have any type of question about intuition or mediumship or spiritual topics, you can send me a message there, and I'll do a video blog to answer your questions. And my Facebook fan page, I also pick people to get a free email reading. So just type my name in, and I'll pop up all over the place. Have a beautiful day or evening, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
All right, Melissa, good night. And I want to just let everybody know you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. If you want to find out more about this show and other shows, go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, Melissa.